I mean, there's certain ways that the mind you know, will tend to go, tracks it will go down, but you have to pay attention to where it ends. But the it's not about technique. It's about how to what kind of view one, even if you're paying attention to the body, paying attention to the mind, implementing some other technique, the fundamental quality that one needs to be attentive to is, how is it being held? What is the view? Because without that view, or say that right view, of one of the things that came up in my mind is the how she articulated it, and that sense of that relinquishing of all grasping, and thinking back to the when the Buddha was asked what is a succinct articulation of his teaching and the Buddha, sambhe dhammanalam abhinivesaya, if you know this, you know everything, and that all dhammas are not to be clung to, and that's the fundamental essence of the whole teaching. Because you can pay attention to the body and cling to it. You can pay attention to the mind and cling to it. You can direct attention wherever and cling to it. But that misses the point. It will always end up in suffering when there is grasping and clinging. So then being able to holding the view of, it's like Ajahn Chah saying, yes, you only need to do two things: know and let go. It's all one needs to do.